Hello, and welcome everyone to the zeroth, technically, meeting of the 2012 and 2013 Students' Council. I'm Michael Ross. I'm the outgoing speaker of the 2011-2012 Council. I'm the last guy. Today you're going to pick the next guy, or girl. Sorry? I said that. You interrupted me, as I was saying. Sorry. My name is Michael Ross. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the state of the room. Turns out some other committee decided they could be here too, and then left all their stuff. It won't normally be like this. So, for all of you, those here who are new, what we'll be doing today is pretty simple. We won't actually go through any real business. It'll be real, but it won't be any raucous debates. Today we're going to pick the new speaker, so whoever is going to be replacing me. That'll be an open or a closed-off interview process with our four candidates. Then we will select a schedule for meetings for next year, and then we'll assign people to one of our seven standing committees. And then we'll be done. And then the first meeting of Students' Council will occur on May 1st, 2012, and that's when you will officially take over your roles as the new council for the University of Alberta Students' Union. With that, I'll now take attendance. Starting off with President-elect Yamagishi. Vice President-elect Chellen.
Present.
Vice President-elect Kuzmu.
Present.
Vice President-elect Chima.
Present.
Vice President-elect Sumar.
Present.
Governor-elect Kelly.
Present.
That was going to be a long time if I have to say elect every time. Councillor-elect Milner.
Present.
Over there? Okay, I want to try to learn where you guys are. Councillor-elect Kim.
Present.
Councillor-elect McGinn.
Present.
Councillor-elect Kinda.
Present.
Councillor-elect Mills.
Present.
Councillor-elect Ruth.
Present.
Sorry, where are you? Oh, all right. The room's so much more spread out than normal. Councillor-elect Borden. Councillor-elect Lay.
Present.
Oh, shoot, I need to turn this on. When did that turn off? Sorry. Councillor-elect Holt.
Present.
Sorry, where are you?
Right here.
There? Great. Councillor-elect Smith?
Present.
All right, that should work now. Councillor-elect Mikula? Not present. Councillor-elect Carrillo? I'm pronouncing that correctly. No idea. Councillor-elect Lang or Liang?
Present.
Thank you. Councillor-elect Crone?
Yeah.
Councillor-elect Babak?
Present.
Councillor-elect Rides? Rids?
Yep.
Rids?
Rids.
Great. Councillor-elect Carson?
Hi, yes.
So you can see where she is. She's wearing sparkles.
We all wear sparkles.
When can I cover this in glitter? What's the estimated time?
I'm no longer speaker after 10 o'clock. Councillor-elect Bellinger? Councillor-elect Choudhury?
Present.
Is that close?
Choudhury.
Choudhury? Great. Councillor-elect Champagne? Oui. Merci beaucoup. Councillor-elect Turong?
Present.
Councillor-elect Kocha Kirill? Kirill? I'm sorry. Close, not close enough. Councillor-elect Nguyen? Or Nguyen? Is it, how would you like it pronounced?
How do you want to pronounce?
Just
like win.
Win.
Winning.
So easy. Councillor-elect Pham.
Present.
Councillor-elect Bui.
Present.
Councillor-elect Obiafuna.
Present.
Councillor-elect Hodgson.
Present.
Present there. Great. And I am here. Thank you very much. With that said, I guess the first item of business is the election of the new speaker. So before we can distribute any of the resumes or cover letters, those are confidential materials. All members of council are entitled to see them, provided that they have signed a confidentiality agreement. So this time I'd like to ask that everyone bring forward their confidentiality agreements. And then afterwards we'll move into closed session. All right, council. Guys, we believe we are still missing two resume packages. If anyone had a number 7 or a number 29, hey, there's one of them. And there's the other one. Great. You can bring those up.
Oh, God. What a delicious.
We don't have a water fountain here.
It's because we don't have a water. This is number 20. In case you haven't been able to tell by whatever's going on to my left, congratulations to Mr. Rory Tai, the new speaker for the 2012-2015. University of Alberta Students Union Students Council. Huh. All right. Well, if no one has any problems, I'll just finish out this meeting and then I'm done. Could you just click in the middle of the screen? Awesome. So with that, we will move on to item 2 on your main agenda, which is the annual meeting schedule. The document attached is SC12-00.01, which is what is on the screen behind me. So what we'll do is we'll start off, we'll have someone move and then second this meeting schedule. We'll hold it open to debate. During the debate, you may vote or you may express interests for or against the schedule. You may also propose amendments to the schedule. Just for those who are unfamiliar, if anyone proposes an amendment, we will then debate that amendment separately. If it is passed, we'll return to debate on the main bill as amended. And if it fails, then we return to the main bill as it stood previously. And then once we're all out of ideas on amendments and debates, we will vote on it. Is everyone clear on that procedure? Great. So with that, would anyone like to move the schedule behind me, President-elect Yamaguchi. And would anyone like to second it, Vice President-elect Sumar? So with that, we'll start debate with President-elect Yamaguchi as he was the mover.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to start, if it's okay with you, by moving an amendment.
Can you introduce the motion first, and then we'll entertain amendments?
We like to have our meetings on Tuesday because it's a very Tuesday of council meetings. As you can also see, we usually hold our meetings on a bi-weekly basis, but once in a while, just to make sure we have enough meetings throughout the year to have everything happen and have all of our orders of business go through. We sometimes have meetings that are weekly, and we also, I think, sometimes due to holidays, have breaks in between once in a while. But with that said, it's pretty simple. It's a calendar. If there are any amendments you'd like to make, just take a look through your calendars to make sure that none of these fall on a holiday, none of these fall on a day that none of us will be available, and let us know. And also, I know a few of you have ideas for changes to the end of the year, so raise those concerns if you have them, and we'll make a nice, lovely schedule that everyone can attend and come to every single meeting.
Thank you very much. With that, we'll move into debate, starting with Vice President-elect Sumar.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move an amendment.
Go ahead.
Regarding the May 1st council meeting, I'd like to move that to May 8th, 2012.
Okay. Normally I would have... Oh, our new speaker might do this. So we'll copy that into a Word document and we'll change it on the fly as we're going. But the amendment as it stands is to strike the Tuesday, May 1st, 2012 meeting and replace it with a meeting on Tuesday, May 8th, 2012. Microsoft Word. It's under Microsoft. Starts with a W. Is there a seconder for this amendment to the proposed schedule? A Vice President-elect Chima? Vice President-elect Sumar, would you like to introduce your amendment?
Sure. The reason I'm moving this amendment is because May 1st, the execs will be on retreat, so we won't be able to make Students' Council. Yeah, that's basically... Okay, cool.
Thank you very much. I will now open the floor to any debate on the amendment. Is there any debate on this amendment? Councilor-elect Mills.
I'm in favor of this. I think it's vital to have our exec at council meetings.
Thank you. Vice President-elect Sumar.
Sorry, just an alternative to May 8th could be April 30th. If you guys were interested, or yeah, April 30th, which would be the Monday, although this sort of deviates from the Tuesday schedule, we'll all be here on Monday, and I feel like most people should be available on April 30th. It's just a suggestion if you guys want to keep the bi-weekly meeting scheduled versus having meetings sort of on back-to-back meetings. Just a thought.
President-elect Yamaguchi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is just a technicality, but one thing about the April 30th date is that we still won't be elected. Well, we won't be elected, but we won't be in office. Makes any sense? So, one thing is that to put reports in, we usually want to have that seat, I guess, some kind of formal question period and everything like that, too.
Councilor-elect Milner?
I would propose that moving into the 7th, if possible. Or the councilors, the executive staff, that is one.
Sorry, right now we are debating the amendment to remove the 1st and replace it with a meeting on the 8th. That would be more, I believe, you could either amend this amendment by switching from the 8th to the 7th, or once we're done dealing with this amendment, we could deal with a separate amendment. So if you want to move that, you may. Yes, you do. No? Okay. With that, is there any further debate on the amendment? All right, seeing none, we'll put the question to a vote. So all those in favor of the amendment to replace the meeting on Tuesday, May 1st with a meeting on Tuesday, May 8th, please raise your placards. And all those opposed? All right, the amendment carries. So we are now returning to debate on the previously proposed agenda, but with a meeting on the 8th instead of a meeting on the 1st. We'll move down debate with Vice President-elect Chellen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A technical note, I'd like to move to amend the proposed schedule so that school meetings from January 8th, 2012 to April 2nd, 2012 read 2013.
Not my fault. This is where we get to do friendly amendments, hopefully. A friendly amendment is an amendment that to which there is no opposition. So is anyone opposed to not going back in time? Is anyone opposed to replacing 2012 for the final, I believe that is 7 meetings of the year? Is anyone opposed to replacing 2012 with 2013? Seeing no opposition, the amendment is carried as friendly. You should get to know it. It's a nice guy. Joke. I'm funny too. with that, is there any further debate or amendments to the proposed schedule as amended? Last call for any debate or amendments? Sorry, was that Councilor-elect Sumar? Oh, sure, sounded like you. As there is no further debate, yes, Vice President-elect Sumar.
I appreciate the change.
My apologies. You may still be called Councilor, as that is still your title. All right, so seeing no further debate, we'll put the question to a vote. All those in favor of the proposed schedule for the term as amended, please raise your placards now. and or peace signs, and all those opposed to the amendment or to the proposed schedule. All right, the motion carries unanimously. Just as a side note, for those who are interested, the meeting schedule may be amended either by a vote of Students' Council, or by the the Speaker may add a meeting, or the Council Administration Committee may add a meeting. Fun fact. With that, we'll move to item 3 on the main agenda. This is the fun bit. Nominations to Council Committees. So, I have a binder. What we'll do is, you have 7 committees on your list, and we have an attached document which is SC12-00-0.01, which describes briefly each. Yes, Vice President Elect. Yes.
I'm just curious, would we normally have the oral reports for the executives or executive elects before this, or after this?
As the executive elect is not an executive yet, I'd be very confused as to the work that they've done. wow, you're very studious. I guess that's up to the new speaker. Oh, cool.
Thank you. So it's actually in standing orders what is meant to be addressed at this meeting, and executive reports are not in the standing order. So if the councillor would, or sorry, the vice president-elect would like to amend the agenda, I believe you'd have to suspend standing orders and then make an amendment to the agenda.
Just to point out, in the normal running of an agenda, that would occur following the nomination to committees, so if you were going to do it, that would be the place. With that, I'll return to what I was talking about with item 3. So I hope all the members of council have had a chance to read over the mandates and opportunities in each committee. How we will do this, the typical method that we have for appointing people to committees, subject of course to your approval, is all those who wish to be nominated may put their names forward for any given committee. As well, any member of council may nominate any other member of council for any position. We'll deal with each committee sequentially. If we have more candidates than we have positions on a committee, then we'll allow each candidate 1 minute to explain why they feel they're the best suited to the committee. Following that, we'll have a vote. Fortunately, this year we'll use the buttons for voting. Previously, it was heads down, hands up. I'm not lying. With that, are there any questions on the procedure that we'll be following? Or any concerns on that? Great. So with that, we'll start off with the Audit Committee. The Audit Committee, I believe, composes 7 voting members of Students' Council, none of whom may be an executive member, being any president or vice president. With that, assuming there are no questions as to the mandate of the Audit Committee, I guess we'll start off with that. Does anyone have any questions or concerns about the mandate and role of the Audit Committee? Awesome. Seeing that, none. Are there any nominations from this body to the Audit Committee? Councillor-elect Hodgson.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to nominate myself for the Audit Committee.
Great. Also, just a point, when you're nominating someone else, they do need to accept the nomination. You can't just nominate bomb someone. Sorry, did I see another placard over here? Yes.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to nominate Michelle Tron, but she's not here. I don't know how that works.
Yes, and Councillor-elect Truong did indicate that she would accept a nomination to the Audit Committee, so I'll add her to my list. Are there any further nominations to the Audit Committee? Yes, Councillor-elect Borden.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to nominate.
And Councillor Mills, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Mills accepts. Are there any further nominations? I currently have three. Vice President-elect Sumar.
Passed.
Vice President-elect Sumar passes. Are there any further nominations? The committee cannot meet unless it has quorum, which I believe is four for this committee. Councilor-elect Mills.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Kinda.
Councilor-elect Kinda, do you accept the nomination? Councilor Mills declines. Councilor-elect Bui.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Pham.
All right. Councilor-elect Pham, do you accept?
Yeah, I accept.
Councilor Pham accepts. Councilor-elect Mills.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Smith.
And Councilor-elect Smith, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Councilor-elect Smith declines. Are there any further or final nominations to the Audit Committee? All right, seeing none, congratulations to Councillors Hodgson, Truong, Mills, and Pham. As a further point, the introductory meetings of each committee will take place, I believe, sometime between now and the next council meeting, which I guess is on the 8th, chaired by that guy. At that meeting, you will adopt a set of standing orders and select a chair. With that, we'll move on to the Budget and Finance Committee. The Budget and Finance Committee is made up of 7 members of Students' Council. If the Vice President Operations and Finance could clarify to this, is this 7 members plus any executive members that are ex officio?
Including the Vice President Operations. 6 plus.
I'm just going to pull up a bylaw set here, just in case. No, just so I can reference the rest of them. Not that I don't trust.
It's actually in the agenda.
It says 7.
6 members of Student Council and the Vice President of Operations.
Why is that
on
the agenda?
Page 8.
Oh, hey, there it is. Thank you very much. I was looking at a different part. Great. Aw, you keen counselors. That's great. All right, so with that, we'll the Vice President-elect Operations and Finance is automatically a member of this committee. So we'll open up nominations for the remaining 6 positions, starting with Governor-elect Kelly.
I'd like to nominate
Councillor
McGinn.
Councillor-elect McGinn, do you accept?
I accept.
Councillor McGinn accepts. Councillor Nguyen, I believe, yeah, did you? No, sorry. All right, Councillor, Vice President-elect Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Vice President-elect
Kuzmu. Vice President-elect Kuzmu, do you accept?
I accept.
Vice President-elect Kuzmu accepts. Councillor-elect Crone.
I'd like to nominate Councilor-elect Hodgson.
Councilor-elect Hodgson, do you accept?
I accept.
Councilor-elect Hodgson accepts. Councilor-elect Hodgson?
Mr. Speaker, I would like to
nominate
Councilor Crone.
And Councilor Crone, do you accept?
I do.
Weird. Councilor-elect Rids?
I'd like to elect Councilor Lay. Or nominate.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Councilor-elect Lay. Councilor Lay accepts. Did I see a nomination over here? Vice President-elect Chima.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councilor Bellinger, who's indicated to me by a text message that he would like to accept this nomination.
I'll trust your text messaging skills. I apologize to Councilor-elect Bellinger otherwise. So I'll take that as Councillor Bellinger accepts. Are there any further nominations to the Budget and Finance Committee? President-elect Yamaguchi. Yes.
How many are we at?
We are currently at 6 nominees.
7.
Oh,
so yeah, 6, right?
Andy. Economics major. With that, are there any final nominations to the committee? Seeing none, all 6 councillors, that is Councillors McGinn, Kuzmu, Hodgson, Crone, Lay, and Bellinger, are now members of the Budget and Finance Committee. Congratulations. With that, we'll move on to the bylaw committee. The bylaw committee has a 7 voting member body. I believe there are no restrictions on who must be an executive member. With that, I'll now open up nominations to the bylaw committee, starting with Councillor Lang.
Yes, I would like to nominate Councillor Koshkorial for this committee.
You said that fast.
Thanks.
Well, that helps me. Thank you very much. Vice President-elect Shellen.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect Babak for the committee.
Councillor-elect Babak, do you accept?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Councillor-elect Babak accepts. Vice President-elect Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect, sorry if I mispronounced this, Obafuna.
Councillor-elect Obafuna, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
She respectfully declines. Is that Councillor-elect McGinn?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Kinda.
Councillor Kinda, do you accept? Councillor Kinda accepts. Councillor Lay.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Chaudhry.
Councillor-elect Chaudhry, do you accept?
Oh,
sorry. Councillor-elect Chaudhry had indicated she was interested in the bylaw committee, so I'll add her to my list. Vice President-elect Sumar.
I think Mr. Speaker would like to nominate myself. And I accept the nomination.
Vice President Sumar has been added to the list. Councillor Mills.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Smith.
Councillor Smith, do you accept?
I accept.
Councillor Smith accepts. For anyone who's curious as to why I'm repeating everything, these meetings are recorded, and they are available publicly. And sometimes they can't hear you. With that, are there any further nominations to the bylaw committee? Last call for nominations to the bylaw committee. Seeing no further nominations, congratulations to Councillors Koshkorial. I'm sorry. Councillor Babak, Councillor Kinda, Councillor Chaudhry, Councillor Sumar, and Councillor Smith. Who said this would take long? The Council Administration Committee. Just a quick note, first of all, to people interested in the Council Administration Committee, all members of Council are voting members to the Council Administration Committee. The 5 members that we elect to the Council Administration Committee are the quorum-making members. So the rest of Council cannot hold a Council Administration Committee meeting without at least 3, I believe, members of the Council Administration Committee. But otherwise, all members of Council are encouraged and welcome to attend any meeting and vote in any meeting of the Council Administration Committee. The Council Administration Committee consists of 5 permanent members of Students' Council. Oh, and not me. Or him. With that, are there any nominations to the Council Administration Committee, starting with Councillor Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Mills.
Councillor Mills, you accept.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. For the nominations, Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Wayne. I respectfully accept it.
So confusing. Councillor Wynne accepts. Councillor Mills.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Borden.
Councillor Gordon. Oh, Borden. Do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Borden accepts. I believe Councillor Ruth.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Carson.
Councillor Carson, do you accept?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you very much. Councillor Lay.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Bui.
Councillor Bui, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Councillor Bui respectfully declines. Councillor Mills.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Ellinger. Get a feeling if you want to be part of this committee.
By email. I'll trust your email reading skills. Councillor Bellinger accepts this nomination, I assume. Are there any further nominations to the Council Administration Committee? Last call for nominations to the Council Administration Committee. Seeing none, congratulations to Councillors Mills, Wynne, Borden, Carson, and Bellinger. We'll now proceed with the Grant Allocation Committee. The Grant Allocation Committee consists of 5 members of Students' Council, the Vice President of Operations and Finance, and the Vice President of Student Life. So there are 5 open positions from Students' Council. Are there any nominees or nominations? Starting with Councillor Fletcher Carrillo.
I nominate Councillor Liang.
Councillor Liang, do you accept? Councillor Liang accepts. Councillor Smith.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Bui.
Councillor Bui, do you accept? Councillor Bui accepts. All right, Councillor Liang.
I nominate Councillor-elect Kuchikuriel to be on this committee.
Councillor Kuchikuriel, do you accept?
Yeah.
Was that even close?
Close.
Awesome. Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect Carson.
Councillor-elect Carson, do you accept?
Think about it. Yes.
Great. Councillor Hodgson. Elect.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Crone.
Councillor Crone, do you accept?
I do.
Councillor Crone accepts. Are there any further nominations to the Grant Allocation Committee?
What if parliamentary
inquiry? Yes, Vice President. We are currently at 5 nominees. With that, are there any further or final nominations to the...
We have
5. Nope. Are there any Councilor Vice President Sumar? Elect.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Elect Ruth.
Councilor Elect Ruth? Councilor Elect Ruth accepts the nomination. And with that, are there any further nominations to the Grant Allocation Committee? Vice President Elect Sumar?
Councillor
Champagne, do you accept? Elect.
Thank you.
Councillor-elect Champagne accepts. Are there any final nominations to the Grant Allocation Committee? Seeing no final nominations, we will go into the same procedure as before. So each of the 7 candidates will be afforded a 1-minute speech, followed by a voting round. We'll start off in the order that they were nominated with Councillor Liang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, my name is Wen Yu. That's my first name. That's it. I think I will make a valuable contribution to this committee because in this upcoming academic year, I will be serving as the engineering vice president of academics. In this role, I will be allocating $200,000 approximately of dollars towards the undergraduate equipment fund, which I will be organizing and dividing up between all the departments of engineering. I think with this role would greatly complement the grant allocation committee, and I think from that I would make the best choices in the interest of our students. Thank you very much.
Councillor Bui.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So my name is V. Bui, and I want to run for this position because I think I'm very strong with money. I have had positions for marketing and finance, so I think that I'd be a good candidate.
Sorry about that. I think that one's cursed. Councillor Kuchikaregil.
Hey guys, so my name is Jeffrey, and so some of my experiences include volunteering with the largest faculty association on campus, the ICE. We recently had a promotion for the FAMP, which was a faculty association management fee, so I understand what it takes to allot money to the different faculties, and like, so this would be on a smaller scale, and I think I have the background experience to work with that. I also have volunteered with the marketing committee of the ICE too, so I think that would help out with that.
Thank you very much. Councillor-elect Carson.
If possible, may I unnominate myself for this? I just believe that there are other council members who are super passionate about this and as passionate as I am about this, get to where it's at. And it will be executive only. three different student groups next year, so it might be a little bit too much.
So you wish to withdraw your nomination?
Yes, is that okay with you?
That's great. And Councillor Crone, then.
Hi, I served on both the Budget and Finance Committee and the Policy Committee. I think those give me a good basis into this because the Budget and Finance Committee gives me the money basis, so I understand how to allocate, how to budget money, which is obviously very important for granting. And the Policy Committee also is an understanding of why we're doing things, which things we should be looking into, which is obviously something else very important for the Grants Allocation Committee. So I think I'd be a very valuable member to this committee, and I think I could help it quite a bit. Thanks.
Councillor Ruth.
I think experience is very important to this position, and again, referring back to my experience on ACRG, I spent a year sitting on their grant committee for projects and events, so I think that qualifies me for the position.
And Councillor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My name is Colin Champagne, and I'm presently a student at the Campus Saint-Jean in political science, but I'm also an ex-engineering student, so I bring a quite unique point of view to these discussions. I am currently secretary-treasurer on the board of Francophonie Jeunesse de la Bata, which is a province-wide association that has a membership of youth aged 14 to 25 years old with French speaking. So in that role, we have a lot of discussions on policies and opinions, and we organize many events. So we need to apply for grants, and we need to allocate grants to different groups that wish to organize activities. So I've done a lot of applying and giving grants. Also, in my high school.
Thank you very much, Councillor Champagne. With that, we'll move into voting. This time, as there are five seats that are being contested, every member of council may vote yes a maximum of five times. Because otherwise, you'd vote yes for everyone. It's sort of weird. So, is everyone clear on the procedure? It'll be exactly like before, only fewer people, and you can only vote five times.
So, with that, in the order that they were nominated, you wish to vote yes or no for Councillor Liang, right, please do so now. Thank you. If you wish to vote for Councillor Bui, Councillor Bui, please vote now. Thank you very much. Next is Councillor Cuchicarril, right there. Next is Councillor Crone. Please vote now. Next is Councillor Ruth. Councillor Ruth, back there, please vote now. And finally, if you wish to vote for Councillor Champagne, please vote now. Okay. Alright, so we have a tie between two candidates. So at this point, congratulations to we have a tie between Councillors Liang and Councillor Champagne. So we'll hold one more round of voting to break the tie. Yes, the rest of you got in. So this time, if you wish to vote for Councillor Liang, please press 1. And if you wish to vote for Councillor Champagne, please vote 2. So 1 is Councillor Liang, and 2 is Councillor Champagne. All right, thank you very much, and congratulations to Councillors Liang, Bui, Kochi Kareel, Crone, and Councillor Ruth. Our final item of business today, the elections...
Speaker, point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, Vice President-elect Sumar.
How is one go about making sort of like an informal announcement to council?
Probably between when I'm rummaging for this lost piece of paper that has attendance on it and when I take attendance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Don't know where that sheet went. The final item of business is the addition of members to the Elections Review Committee, which sure looks like it isn't on this list anywhere. But the Elections Review Committee consists of 5 members of Students' Council, including up to 1 member from the Executive Committee. That is all the restrictions. So with that, we'll open up nominations, starting with Vice President-elect Chellen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect Obiafuna.
Councillor-elect Obiafuna has indicated she is interested in that, so she accepts. Vice President-elect Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Vice President-elect Kuzmu.
Vice President-elect Kuzmu.
Respectfully.
Vice President Kuzmu, respectfully declines. Vice President Kuzma.
For the college inquiry, actually.
Yes.
If we wanted to make a quick, I guess you'd say informal, announcement of what the Earth Committee actually does, because that's kind of a relatively obscure committee, in my opinion. But this figure in mind. I'd like to nominate somebody.
For those members who are unfamiliar with the work of the Elections Review Committee, the Elections Review Committee exists, I believe, to oversee or to sort of review and suggest updates to the very extensive bylaws regarding the elections process, the 2000 series of bylaws. President Kuzma, do you have more to add to that? They work closely with the Chief Returning Officer. And they review the elections on their committee. Still open for nominations. Governor-elect Kelly.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect Kim.
Councillor-elect Kim, do you accept?
I accept.
Councillor Kim accepts. Councillor-elect McGinn.
I'd like to nominate Governor Kelly.
Governor Kelly, do you accept?
I accept.
Governor Kelly accepts the nomination. President-elect Yamagishi.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to nominate Vice President-elect Chellen.
Vice President-elect Chellen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, but I regretfully decline.
Vice President-elect Chellen declines. Councillor Kinda.
I'd like to nominate
Councillor-elect Wynn. Councillor Wynn, do you accept?
I accept.
Councillor Wynn accepts. Are there any further nominations to the Elections Review Committee? Councillor Carson. Yes, Councillor Carson.
How many seats are kind of filled up so far? How many seats are there?
There are 5 seats that can be filled, and I currently have 4 nominees.
Councillor-elect Roof.
I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect Carson.
Councillor Carson, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Carson accepts. President-elect Yamagishi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect McGinn.
Councillor-elect McGinn, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Councillor McGinn declines.
Sorry, point of information, Mr. Speaker?
Yes, Vice President Sumar.
How many people have we nominated so far to this committee?
We have currently nominated 5 people to the committee. Vice President-elect Kuzmu.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Bardo.
Gordon? We don't make up counselors. They're people. They're real people. Councillor Borden accepts. Vice President-elect Chima.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Vice President-elect Sumar.
Vice President-elect Sumar, do you accept?
Sure.
Vice President Sumar accepts. Councillor-elect Kinda.
I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect Shen.
Councillor-elect Champagne, do you accept?
Respectfully decline.
See, it's tough. Councillor Champagne declines. Are there any final nominations to the Elections Review Committee? Seeing no final nominations, I currently have 7 members of council who have been nominated, none of whom are members of the executive, so we don't have to worry about that particular provision.
Right here.
That was a funny joke. No more than one of them being a member of the executive, so you don't have to worry about that particular provision. With that, we'll proceed to our standard procedure. All members who are present will have an opportunity to explain to council why they are the best candidate for the position, starting with Councillor-elect Kim.
Okay, so I'm a relatively new person to the Students' Union, and I have connections to groups that may not have heard about the Students' Union at all. So I feel like by serving the Elections Committee, Review Committee, then I may be able to provide a different perspective, an unusual one, that could draw more people to participate in the campaigns and into voting. So. Such as international students, and I think it's the elections was the most exciting time of the year, so I'd like to contribute to this huge event. Thank you.
Governor-elect Kelly.
Thank you. I have experience on a wide variety of election campaigns, including Students' Council and Students', I guess, sort of exec slash blog elections. And I feel that there's a lot of great opportunities for us to reform what's currently written in the election bylaws and to streamline things a bit so that people who are running for elections to various positions can have a bit of an easier go at it. So just sort of I've also participated in elections for student groups. I've participated in municipal elections or, you know, volunteered, worked on federal and provincial elections. So I'm extremely familiar with election procedure, and I feel that we have a really great opportunity to streamline the current elections bylaws. So I intend to do that. So thank you.
Councillor Wynn.
I think I'm going to withdraw from the race because I feel like there's a lot of people who are more passionate about the race than me. Thank you.
Councillor Wynn withdraws from the race. Councillor Carson.
As a first-year student, I've actually participated in 5 elections, which is a little crazy. The Native City Students election twice, the ASC election that's going on right now, the exec election, and the Council and GFC election. I bring a different perspective, and I really like to work with all the information that we have and find a way to bring in more voters next year. And I also, I'm not coming back next year, hopefully, please Jesus, if New Zealand University accepts me. So I really don't have a bias. So,
what's up?
Councillor Borden.
There's a couple things that I saw in the exec when I was watching people run and helping them, and then counselor things that I really wanted to review and suggest for bylaws in the future, because there are certain things that the new student that I thought could be worked on and maybe weren't the best they could be for everyone running and for people to see things. So I really just want to help out with that.
And Vice President-elect Sumar.
Thank
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess the reason I want to be a member of IRF is just because I think out of the people nominated, I have the most intimate knowledge of the bylaw 2000 series. The reason I say that is because last year I sat on the bylaw committee, and we got a chance to fully review IRF's work on the four bylaws that consist of the elections. So we got a chance to fully review all of those bylaws. As well, I think it would be a really good sort of bridge, I guess, to be both on IRC as well as on bylaws, so that there's an easy transition there, so that if we make changes at IRC, we can easily have someone explain those changes at bylaw. So I think that it just sort of makes sense, I guess. That's all. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We'll proceed. Sorry, Vice President Alexa Kuzma.
I've been Councillor Victory, how do you pronounce her last name?
Obeyefuna.
She's indicated to me that she's wondering if there's any way for me to possibly read out the speech maybe that she can type to me via text.
I haven't allowed that for the previous couple councillors who weren't present, so I think to be fair, to be consistent, I won't allow that this time. But she is a candidate to be considered like all the others. With that, we'll move into voting. So again, you may vote a total of 5 times, as there are a total of 5 seats to be filled. Vote yes a total of 5 times. Please vote in some fashion for all of the candidates. We'll start with Councillor-elect Obeyefuna. All right, next is Councillor Kim. So that. May vote when ready. All right, thank you. Now for Governor Kelly. You may vote now. Next is for Councillor Carson. You may go ahead. Next is Councillor Borden. Go ahead. And Vice President Sumar. Go ahead. All right, thank you very much. Congratulations to Vice President Sumar and Governor Kelly and Councillors Carson, Borden, and Kim. Just flying through this. I guess now we'll move on to the Policy Committee. Now, the Policy Committee is a fun one. Not trying to sway votes. It consists of 9 total members. The Vice President's academic, external, and student life are automatically a part of this committee, leaving 6 members from the General Students' Council to be elected to this committee. With that, do we have any nominations, starting with Councillor Carson?
I'd like to nominate Councillor-elect Ruth.
Councilor-elect Ruth, do you accept? Councilor Ruth accepts. Governor-elect Kelly.
I'd like to nominate Councilor-elect Kim. I accept.
Oh, Councilor Kim accepts. Councilor-elect Nguyen.
I would like to nominate Councilor-elect Kinda.
Councilor-elect Kinda, do you accept?
Yes.
Councilor-elect Kinda accepts. Councilor Hodgson.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to nominate Councilor Crone.
Councilor Crone, do you accept?
I do.
Councilor Crone accepts. Councilor Lane.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councilor Rids.
Councilor Rids, do you accept?
Yep.
Councilor Rids accepts. Councilor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councilor Borden.
Councilor Borden, do you accept?
Yeah.
Councilor Borden accepts. Vice President-elect Sumar. Councilor Smith, do you accept?
Yes.
Councilor Smith accepts. Councilor Vice President-elect Chellen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councilor-elect Mills.
Councilor-elect Mills, do you accept?
Yes.
Councilor Mills accepts. Councilor Mills.
I was going to nominate Councilor Bellinger. His email that he would have on your hand. He'll email you.
Yes, Councilor Bellinger did indicate that to me as well. Councilor-elect Kim.
Oh, I'd like to nominate Governor-elect Kelly.
Governor-elect Kelly, do you accept?
I do.
We're running out of people. Councilor-elect Kinda.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Nguyen. I accept.
Councilor Nguyen accepts. Vice President-elect Sumar. Councillor Carson, do you accept?
I sure do.
Councillor-elect McGinn.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Why not? Thank you very much. With that, are there any other people who haven't been nominated yet? I'm sorry. Councillor-elect Babic.
In solidarity with Mr. McGinn, I will select.
Councilor-elect Babic is nominated. Governor-elect Kelly.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Milner.
Councilor Milner, do you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Should have saved this one for last. Are there any final nominations to the Policy Committee? Vice President-elect Sumar. I'm afraid we're going to have to deal with them one at a time. Are there any further nominations? Anyone feel left out? Any final nominations to the Policy Committee? Seeing no final nominations to the Policy Committee, we now have... We have 15 candidates to the Policy Committee. How we will do this, as mentioned previously, we will have 1 minute speech from each candidate explaining why they feel they are the most qualified. I will do this in the order that they were nominated. After which, we will head to a vote. How we've historically done this, it was heads down, hands up. We won't do that. But because there are 6 seats contested, I will go through each candidate name one at a time, and after the speeches, of course. And you may vote yes or no for each candidate, yes being number one, no being number two. And you may vote only 6 times. You may vote yes only 6 times. And then the highest number of candidates... I'll explain it again later, unless you have a question right now.
Isn't 2 abstain? And no is the...
Or we could just follow the words on your on your microphone pads. And yes, you may vote yes, abstain, or no. But you may only, by the time that we're done the voting, you may have only pressed 6, yes, a maximum of 6 times. With that, we'll start off with 1 minute speeches from all these candidates. Starting with Councilor-elect Ruth, and please push your microphone button when you wish to speak, and it automatically times it up here. Go ahead, Councilor Ruth.
Okay, so as some of you may know, I spent this past year working with a student organization on campus called APRIC, the Alberta Public Interest Research Group. With that organization, I did sit in for a lot of policy meetings and helped create policies that were that helped the functioning of the organization. I ran for EPA this past executive election, did a lot of research into academic policy. Yeah, so I think I'm very well qualified for this position.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ruth. Councillor Kim.
This committee is very important in that we decide the direction of the university and the students and their faculty teachers. And like all of the candidates who are vying for this position are very well qualified, and there's no question about that. But I'd like to point to the fact that I'm the only international student who can provide a unique perspective in regards to the policies. And also, I have worked with the university administration for 2 years, and then I can provide another interesting perspective coming from experience, and that's all.
Thank you very much. Moving on with Councillor Kinda.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So my name is Emily, and I think that you already know me. I was on the policy committee this past year, and I really, really want to continue my work on that committee. Two big points that I want to make about myself is that I have experience. Experience by sitting on this committee, and also by having a large role in creating the 3D policies that we passed this year. The food policy, the health and wellness policy, and the smoke-free environment policy. Had a big role to play in all those. And interest-wise, I'm very interested in the policy-making process. I love bringing the knowledge and experience that I have with student groups to the student team. And furthermore, I helped co-found a student group called SNAP, which is the Student Network for Advocacy and Public Policy. So I feel like this is right up my alley, and I'd love to continue working on making policies. Thanks.
Councillor Crone.
Hey, I did serve on policy last year as well, and I feel like I also brought my own interest to the policies that have been crafted. I feel like I would be a very valuable member to this committee because I can bring very valuable insights and perspectives to it. And I also, as other members of policy might know, very nitpicky with grammar and other little issues on the policy, so I can make sure those are done properly and that all opinions are considered. So I think I'd be a very valuable member to this committee. Thanks.
Councillor Ridds.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so I haven't served on policy before, but just to give a bit of background, I'm from the faculty of Med and Dent, and I do think that the policy committee speaks to this. We have to do a lot of work on kind of advocacy and leadership when you're in the faculty of medicine, which I think gives me some valuable insight. I've also been part of the Next Step program, which some of you may be familiar with. It's a social justice kind of like training playground. And so we do talk about working on policy, and I do really think that the university is like a great place to start working towards some of these. So I hope you guys will give me the opportunity to learn about this. Thank you.
Councillor Borden.
Hi. I'm very passionate and interested in the student union policies because I want to represent the student's voice, because that's why I came here. And I care about what happens as a result of the policies, so I believe this makes me a good candidate. I know I'm a new counselor and everything, but the new voice helps as well. Thanks.
Councillor Smith.
Okay, so just very specifically, I was looking through the policies that we have online, and I noticed that actually one of them is expiring before we actually take office. I think that's really important, that it is the academic materials section that talks about, and that the reason it hasn't been renewed is due to the changes in copyright legislation that's coming up, but I want to make sure that we can work on that. I also think there's also 7 other policies expiring by the end of the year, and I think it's very important that we focus on getting that done. I've been on exec for 3 different student groups, so yeah, thanks.
Councillor Mills.
I'm passionate about the policy that the Students' Union pursues and how they affect students. I also have your experience on council and how it works, and that would be beneficial to the committee. And I'm also a member of the student group SNAP that Navi mentioned earlier. Yeah.
We'll skip Councillor Bellinger as he is not present. Councillor Kelly, or Governor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a fair amount of policymaking experience in a number of nonprofit organizations, including, as Sensitive mentioned, the Alberta Public Interest Research Group, as well as the John Humphrey Center for Peace and Human Rights. I've worked in policymaking for those organizations, and I feel I have a passion for it. I have a keen eye for equality policy. I want to ensure that the Students' Union policy is up to the highest standard, and I intend to do that if appointed or elected to this committee. I also have, as other councillors have mentioned, I have experience in student groups. I've served in the executive of several, which has included policymaking experience as well, constitutional amendments, and things like that. Thank you.
Councillor Wynn.
Hi everyone, my name is Louis. So basically I never sat on the policy council before, but as mentioned, I'm actually one of co-founder of the student groups now, along with VP External Officials and Councillor Kinda. And I actually saw the past summer I was trained in a meeting in New York by a group called the Roosevelt Foundation, and it's focusing on public policy. So I've been doing a lot of research on policy as well. Also, that I'm really passionate about, renewal of old policy and opening up for new policy into discussion, so other people can continue to make impacts on student life. That's all I have to say. Thank you for listening.
Councillor Carson.
Hi guys, my first name is Katella. A couple of things that I want to talk about is I think that with our policies, we really need to reach out to students and have a little bit more of student opinions on them. That being said, I've worked with several different student groups. I've been on the executive of my faculty association, and I've worked with different student groups and student services, such as the Aboriginal Students Council and the Aboriginal Student Service Center. I also am fluent and literate in Spanish, English, and French, so I think that'd be really great to reach out to different students that aren't always heard. Also, I'm just really excited, and I ran for VPA, so I know a lot about what that position entails, and I would just love to work with my boy Dustin.
Councillor McGinn.
Hey guys, so my name is Mike. I am a new counselor, but I do feel that I could bring a lot to the table as far as the policy committee goes. I have worked for the past 2 years with different social justice groups on campus, and actually within the next 2 weeks I will be taking the co-chair position of the student umbrella for social justice. So I do believe I would provide a perspective for students, both from the social justice realm as well as students that I got to know over the executive campaign that I had ran. And I just feel as a passionate student and student counselor that I could bring a lot to the table and show that I do have other qualities besides my bow tie. Thank you.
Councillor Babick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Another new member here. I'm really glad for the opportunity to sit among everyone here. Just a quick few notes, I guess, about my railroad experience. I do volunteer quite extensively in the Faculty of Law. Unfortunately, most of my activities are sort of related to the legal field. So my history is I was a contractor for several years, so I've managed small businesses and developed policies in that way. I volunteer with Student Legal Services and Pro Bono Students Canada. So there, as part of the executive, we develop policies in how law students can get involved in volunteering their time and their budgeting knowledge. Also, I am the business manager of the local law publications called Canons. You guys probably don't read it. It's pretty boring, I will admit. But I hear that the law students are big fans.
Thank you very much, Councillor Babick. And final nominee is Councillor Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My name is Lila. I'm in Ailes, so I'd be able to bring a voice of Ailes. I kind of got elected on moving forward on policies of energy as well as food. So I've been involved extensively in the farmers market. You might have seen me running around with the green sign this last semester. So I have lots of hands-on involvement in that, and I could move forward in helping to make sure that these policies that were brought up during this last semester would be carried out to their fullest extent. Also, some of my experience, I've got facilitation skills from being a past president of a Students Union in high school, and as well as coaching. And I also, this summer, my involvement, it might be tough to schedule, but with running my own company and stuff, but I can try and fit in as well as possible. I'll just...
Thank you very much, Councillor Milner. So with that, we have gone through all 15 candidates. So we'll proceed to voting. So as I mentioned before, I will go to each candidate individually, just so that this is as secretive a process as possible, and people can usually hear buttons being pushed. If you do want to vote for that candidate, please press yes, and if you do not want to vote for the candidate, please press abstain or no, just so that there's a sort of even amount of sound. It's silly, but some people like that. So with that, yes, Governor Kelly. Sorry, go ahead, Governor Kelly.
Sorry, just point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, go ahead.
Could you just clarify as to whether pressing abstain or no actually does anything, or just for the new councillors, maybe not?
Yes. So how I'll be counting the vote is, as I mentioned before, you may not vote yes to more than six candidates. I have a way of checking. So you may vote yes to six candidates, or five, or four, or three, or two, or one, or none. But you may not vote yes to seven candidates, as we are only electing six of them. The six that have the highest number of yeses will be nominated to the committee. Noes and abstains, I basically won't pay attention to. Except hopefully it all adds up to 27 each time. Hopefully. Is everyone clear on the process? Trust me, this beats heads down, hands up. Okay, so with that. Give me a second. Really think about it.
Do you watch SNL?
Yes.
All right, so we'll start with Councillor Ruth. You may vote now. So it is number one or yes if you do wish for Councillor Ruth to be elected, and any other button, probably no or abstain if you do not.
Can you repeat this?
Sorry?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, so push the button one, which has yes written beside it, if you do wish for Councillor Ruth to be a member of the policy committee, and no or abstain, which is three or two respectively, if you wish to cast your vote for anyone else.
Can they raise their hands?
For the councillor?
So that we can see who it is.
Sure, this is Councillor Ruth. Councillor Ruth down there. I guess you don't know each other's names. My apologies. Councillor Ruth. All right. Has everyone voted? Okay, we'll now vote for Councillor Kim, which is at the back. Councillor Kim, please raise your hand. And again, it is one or yes if you do wish to vote for Councillor Kim, and any other button if you do not, you may vote now. Okay, we will now vote for Councillor Kinda. Councillor Kinda at the end there. Again, one yes if you do wish to. Any other button if you don't, you may vote now. All right, we'll now proceed to Councillor Crone. Councillor Crone standing up over there. Please vote now. We'll now proceed to Councillor Rids. Councillor Rids at the end here. And you may go ahead and vote. We will now proceed to Councillor Borden over there. You may go ahead and vote. Councillor Smith now. Councillor Smith, in front of the printer. Go ahead and vote. We'll now move on to Councillor Mills at the back. Go ahead and vote. Councillor Bellinger, who is not here currently, you may go ahead and vote. Governor Kelly at the back. Go ahead and vote. Now, Councillor Wynn. Councillor Wynn raising his flag. Go ahead and vote. We're okay. Councillor Carson now. Councillor Carson at the back. Please go ahead and vote.
I was pressing 5 just for...
Now, Councillor McGinn and the pink. Go ahead and vote. It's a way to describe it. Now, Councillor Babick. Go ahead and vote. And Councillor Milner at the back as well. Councillor Milner. Yep, and go ahead and vote. All right, thank you very much. We'll just tally these up. Just want to make sure they don't add up to more than 168. They do add up to more than 168, so I'll vote for them 6 times. Oh,
yeah, what about the next? I'm gonna call you on it.
All right, thank you very much. Who preferred that to heads down, hands up, eh? Great. With that, congratulations to Councillors Kinda, Crone, Babick, Smith, Ruth, and Kim. So, with that, we have run out of business on the agenda. I'll allow Councillor Sumar's one-time, super awesome thing, and then we will adjourn.
Okay. So, while the speaker is grabbing this, I just want to make a quick announcement. So, I'm pretty jealous of all of you guys because I've never had the opportunity to do this in my past 4 years on council. An opportunity like this hasn't come up to new councillors. Really get involved in the Students' Union right away. We're having a Get Out the Vote campaign, and we need as many hands on deck as possible. So we have a bunch of pledge cards right now that I can give out to you guys so you can get your students, you can get your friends to sign up. And whoever gets me, we have a bunch of free shirts for people who pledge that they're going to pledge their friends to vote for this upcoming election. So I have a bunch of stuff. If you guys want to get involved right away or take a couple or pass on to your friends or classmates, then, but I think Speaker Ross found his piece of paper already. Just bring it back to sub 2900, or I'll give you my number, we can meet up, and you can give it to me then, or whatever.
Just do it like Nike.
Okay. Thank you very much. So with that, seeing no further business, we'll adjourn after I take attendance. President-elect President Yamaguchi. Vice President Chellen.
Present.
Vice President Kuzmu.
Present.
Vice President Chima.
Present.
Vice President Sumar.
Call me baby.
No. Governor Kelly. Councillor Milner. Councillor Kim.
Present.
Councillor McGinn.
Present.
Councillor Kinda.
Present.
Councillor Mills.
Present.
Councillor Ruth.
Present.
Councillor Borden. Councillor Lay.
Present.
Councillor Holt.
Present.
Councillor Smith.
Present.
Councillor Mikula. Councillor Carello. Councillor Liang.
Here.
Councillor Crone.
Yeah.
Councillor Babick. Councillor Rids.
Present.
Yep, present.
Councillor Carson.
Okay.
Councillor Bellinger is not present. Councillor Chowdhury? Councillor Champagne.
Please.
Councillor Truong. Councillor Kochikurilio. Oh, he'll have to learn it. Councillor Nguyen.
Present.
Councillor Pham.
Yep.
Councillor Bui. Councillor Obiafuna. Councillor Hodgson.
Present.
And I am here again. Thank you very much, everyone, and good luck with your final exams.
Hey, everyone, just one more thing. With your placards, it's probably the best idea to return them to the speaker, just because he can hold on to them.